there were, when I don't know whether he had been on the staff a long time or a short time, but there were faculty meetings, and attendance was required, and he wasn't going, hadn't been going, and they called and asked him why he hadn't been going. You know, I assume the president's office or some dean's office, somebody called. And he said, well, you know, he was a field biologist and he was always in old, dirty, grubby clothes and he just didn't feel like, you know, that he could spare the time to go home and change clothes for a faculty meeting, and that's why he hadn't been coming. And they said, well, that'll be all right, just come as you are. He said, it'll be just like I am in the field. And they said, all right. So next faculty meeting, Hamilton shows up in his grubbies, wearing a vest of some sort, you know, with mouse bait in the pockets and all the stuff you might have in a field vest. And during the meeting, he periodically reached into the pockets of the vest and pulled out various specimens, plants. The story I heard goes, there was a mouse, there a variety of things, and proceeded to eat them in front of this rather stodgy faculty. And everybody took a very dim view of it, and they never insisted, the story goes, they never insisted on him going to faculty meetings again.